for her to have a true freedom for herself personally, I have to teach her about how to responsibility for herself almost everything.
Maybe the wife marry him so like she knows, and then she's like, I just want a house husband. I don't mind.
Yeah, that doesn't matter what the reason. I don't judge people. I'm just explaining to you like in the situation this when this come off from the mouth of the boyfriend, I just realize like because people like me, we can really stay with the people who are not very attractive. I'm serious. You just have to be hygiene and healthy. That's it. It come to be so less important.
Hygiene, grooming.
Hygiene, grooming, and healthy. I'm really mean healthy. Healthy is doesn't mean you have to go gym and have perfect shape. Healthy here is mean like, do you play sport? Do you really take care of yourself?
Like,
even
like
walking, cycling. Yeah, like you
stamina.
You use few hours. You don't have to bend like ab or tricep, bicep. I don't talk about that. I'm saying healthy here is mean like, you really book your health.
Yeah.
In some activity.
Can you move well? Can you function well?
Yeah.
Is it always
I think
your
that's
back
the only,
pain, leg pain?
Yeah, that's the only two things that like healthy people who are strong and healthy individual we're looking for, right? So that's why it bursts me to laugh. It's just like I look at him with like a child running in the house. I'm like, oh my God, Joey, what today? What do you want today now, you know? And I come back to this. I tell him, your freedom, it's your personal responsibility. I'm not going to feed you. And he was so mad with me about that.
He thought he got the lottery.
He thought he can set me up.
He thought he won 4D, right?
I know. Then I said,
too late for you, brother.
Yeah, I said, do you change your mind? It's not too late, though. He said, I already bet my whole life with you.
It's too late now. It's too late.
Okay, we'll joke the side. Why I want to bring that story to make some light up for you guys, that you know everybody will wish to have someone to take care of them, which is cute to hear it, you know, very cute, but in reality it's not work that way, right?
It's not about that way. That's why I say I know, but I hate it.
Yeah,
I know it's the truth and I hate it.
Yeah. Because I, and this is how my response to Joy, I know you're joking right now, but I have to tell you something. If you depend on me and tomorrow if I die, I will feel very bad. As the partner that I didn't
take care of you
or guide you or give
so
you
so that
enough.
You can become better and stand on your own.
Even not better for anything, but you were left kid behind and you're the one who's going to look after the kid for us. I don't want you to be a miserable person. You know what I mean? So I think even I know how much you hate it, even I know how much you hate to deal with finance, to deal with career, to deal with choice, to deal with what you want. The end, you still have to learn all this personal responsibility.
I know.
Right? I know, right?
That's why I say I know it's a truth and I hate it. I hate it. I think we need, okay, you know what? Maybe we should do a series of finance lessons. Because, you know, okay, Anne's finance lessons, Anne is of a certain financial capacity and knowledge. Mine is close to a baby knowledge. So I think it'll be interesting if she can make something out of me. You know what I mean? Like, like how do I make this baby become a teenager and become adult?
You know, that's not the next stress I have right now when I have a kid, because I'm like, the other day I was like, hey, well, mommy need to tell you something. I need to start teach you about money and business. She like, can you wait for me a little bit older?
You want to test out with me first? I think I'm about the same level as her.
Yeah. And I will start feel panic and stress, you know. Why? Because I'm a single mom.
I know what you mean.
I think
you're
the pressure
to prepare
for
her. You're trying to prepare her
like,
one day if you're gone, she can take care of herself, whether it's physically or like mentally or like emotionally, then financially also.
Yeah, I don't want like I die and she jump herself from a window with me. You get what I mean?
She has no other option. She doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, so So that's also the thing. Like, I always have to explain to people that, like, why you force your children to grow up so fast? Why you train her to be on her own, independent? I say, do you think I want to do it? I will never want. I will want my kid forever be kid. You know, I would love to.
Yeah, but it's not.
But
really
it's too
a
bad.
Choice,
it's too bad. I'm a single mom, and I don't even know if I marry again tomorrow. I don't even know if I have someone to look after her for me. I don't even know. I cannot even promise that tomorrow that my ex will take care of her. I cannot even promise that tomorrow my ex-in-law. Have
well,
the health, like
yeah,
the
yeah,
health
yeah.
and the strong body,
and the time.
A time to do it, or they going to be another burden for her. I cannot guarantee anything. But the only thing I can guarantee right now is, again, for her to have a true freedom for herself personally, I have to teach her about how to be responsibility for herself, almost everything, as long as herself.
Mm.
It's me, her stuff, her knowledge,
like she
her
must be
body.
Able to take care of herself first.
Yes.
And then after that, maybe she can worry about it.
Yeah. And then, yes, I get it. Sometimes what I'm sharing is too big for the, like, not even 7 years old brain baby yet, you know?
No, but actually, I would say this. It's very interesting. Whatever you share with her may be too big for her now.
Yeah.
But at a time when her brain is ready, it will come up again.
Yeah, I think so too.
No, I'm just telling from personal experiences. Like
there
are so many times, last time, especially in secondary school, when my teachers would share things with me, with the class actually, and then I'll be like, I don't understand what you mean.
Mm.
But then later on, maybe about 10-20 years later, when I reach a certain stage in life, and it just suddenly come out again, you know what I'm saying? In her voice, the thing just come out again, like, oh, this is what she means by this sentence.
Mm.
Then I'm like, so I'm telling you, it works.
Yeah,
maybe just not now, but definitely later on whenever her brain is ready.
Yeah, I try to, like, of course I try to squeezing as much as possible knowledge I have to her little brain.
It's like squeezing lemon juice.
Yeah, I still remember, like, me and my boyfriend start quietly talk behind her back. Somehow it's like he were complaining. Actually, he was like, you know, sometimes I just forget that she's not even 7 years old yet. You know, I say, yeah, I can tell. You ask more about her from her, but you just realize that she's still a kid. I say, yeah, right. Because the way you treat her make me feel like she's an adult.
Like she's a small adult.
And I, like, want she can do more and be better. And then I realize, actually, if you if you compare her with another kid at her age, she's just more mature, but she's still a kid.
Mm.
Right, she still have certain behave, certain
she's
need,
just a kid.
Certain emotional need, you know, certain, like, give you a hard time sometimes, you know, it's still a kid, right?
She
still figured out her own emotions.
She is a kid.
Yeah,
a kid.
So she thinks she's an adult.
She should behave.
Not.
She should behave like a kid.
Yeah, but
it's very sad if a kid behaves like an adult.
Yeah,
that means they have nobody to take care of them.
Correct.
That's why they become an adult. Yeah.
But she only turned kid when with him, right?
But she's in a safe space, lah.
Yeah,
I would say.
She.
I think she told me I'm a crazy woman.
Yeah, she had to be comfortable with you. I
realized that, she must be comfortable with me now. Yeah. Because she was playing with me. And then she said,
they should let me know you're so crazy.
I'm like, okay.
She
doesn't remember. Of course, she doesn't remember. I don't take it to heart.
Yeah.
Because I'm the same her person as well. I'm like, oh, okay, crazy. That's great. I know she meant it as a compliment. And I'm taking it as a compliment too.
Somehow her joke is so stupid that I would like, that's not funny at all.
You just laugh, lah. Why does it have to be funny?
I laugh, but in my head, that's what. Outside and the brain is not matching.
Okay. I thought, like, don't be so dry, please.
She's only 7. I know.
Yeah, there's only limited vocabulary and all that, please, okay?
Oh, she correct my English all the time.
Yeah, but it's true, her English probably better than
English. Yeah, her English is way awesomeness than me. She will correct every sentence that I'm typing. So she is my mini camera, basically.
I have to agree. It's good that you have a mini one. Because when I first started texting, and I'm like, half the time looking at the text, I'm like, What is going to talking about? Hang on. Do you mean this or this? But now that I know her better, I'm like, I think she probably means this.
Yeah. I don't, like, I don't make it at excuses, but I'm self-learning English myself. So So I don't even know what correct or not correct.
Yeah, correct. I'm doing. I get what you mean.
I don't have people correction me all the time. Mm. So with friends who are willing to correct me, I'll love it.
I will correct
her. Yeah.
Share and subscribe. And we will see you guys at the next episode of Spice and Nice.
I am Amanda Spice.
And I'm Denise Nice. Bye.